Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the lunch break is over. Day one of the federal trial for Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan resumes. A special agent with the FBI is back on the stand. This is the prosecution's first witness, and I now see the defense is now questioning this first witness. So far, the agent has testified an arrest was planned for Eduardo Flores Ruiz that day. The agent also said courthouse arrests are a good practice because people have already gone through security, so it's a controlled setting. Judge Dugan is accused of helping Flores Ruiz, who was in the country illegally, evade immigration agents at the Milwaukee County Courthouse in April. Dugan says she is innocent. She faces charges of obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. Numerous audio clips and videos of that day have been played so far. That happened during opening statements. They got right to it, showing the jury what each side feels the jury needs to see. Something interesting to note, the defense told the court Judge Dugan is nervous, that this is the most important week of her professional life. And indeed it is, as the entire country is watching what happens in Milwaukee with this case. One of the jurors out sick today on day one of testimony. That leaves only one alternate juror moving forward. The judge reminded the jury to stay healthy. Think about the judge saying, okay, everybody, remember, wash your hands with soap and water. Wash them for 20 seconds, maybe 30, maybe 40, because we need you guys. I mean, keep in mind, this is cold and flu season. The high-profile trial is expected to last 3 to 4 days. That's not a long time. But if one person gets sick and then sometimes the others get sick, and that would not be good.
So they usually have a couple of alternates. And in this case, they do. They've already tapped into one because one of the first initial jurors was out sick today. So they even thought about delaying the trial. But no, they are off and running. And we'll have coverage throughout the day here on WTMJ. Neil Doyle, primarily in the morning and afternoons. Elizabeth Linton will be out there later today with an update for Wisconsin's afternoon news. Number two, shock in Hollywood over the murder of actor and filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. Police in Los Angeles being tight-lipped about the details, but do say they were found dead at their home in Brentwood. Police also say Nick Reiner, their son, is in custody on suspicion of murder. Sources also explaining to our news partners at ABC News that Reiner's daughter actually discovered her parents. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
We know from people in the neighborhood, they say that, you know, obviously Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, that they were the light of this neighborhood, of this very high-end Brentwood neighborhood. But apparently Nick Reiner had been dealing with for many years. They even made a movie together, Nick and his father, about his addiction and his mental health battles over the years. Those who know them say that he had been really struggling with that recently.
Yeah, Nick Reiner, 32 years old, and he admitted to having addiction issues going back to the age of 15 years old. And multiple reports also indicate that Nick Reiner and his parents got into an argument at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party over the weekend, and that spilled into the events that may have happened over the weekend with the Reiners found dead inside their Brentwood home. So Nick is in custody. No formal charges just yet, but in custody on suspicion of murder. And this case will continue to develop throughout the day. We'll have updates for you.